Blog Talk Radio.
In order to be free, you have to know the truth. Pastor Lionel Gant seeks to use the truth of God's word to help stop the tide of violence and mass incarceration used to enslave people all across this nation. Now, the word of truth by Pastor Lionel Gant.
I am looking for freedom. Looking for freedom. And it's finding it.
Glory to God. Glory to God. This is Pastor Lionel Gant calling you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, you're tuned in to the Whole Truth and Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. And today we got a special guest that's coming on to co-host with me today to talk about some of the things that are going on currently today. And I'm waiting on her right now to log in so that we can bring her on the line. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We ask you, Heavenly Father, that you be with us, Lord, that you strengthen us, that you keep us, Lord, that you deliver us, oh Heavenly Father, from ourselves. We give you all the honor, Lord God, we give you all the glory. Father God, we give you all the praise. We ask, oh Heavenly Father, that you dispatch this broadcast throughout the world, Lord, that people might hear it everywhere and be converted. We give you all the honor, Lord. We give you all the glory, Father God. We give you all the praise in the name of Yahshua, your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Now, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I need to try to get my guest on the line. So stand by one. Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Good morning, good morning.
All right, hold on just 1 second. All right. All right, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and what's going on today?
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Gant. I am Alicia Adonai Elder. From a spiritual work, and I am a spiritual leader. I am also a part of a lot of social admins and a lot of social justice groups. For my spiritual work, I've been ordained religiously as an evangelist, but I operate in the spirit, and so during this time of my commission, I have taught revelations and other spiritual teachings, and so at this time, I am operating under spirit and doing the work of the Most High, and so that's why I'm at this time in the world right now.
Okay, can you tell them what channels you're on, what broadcasts you have, or lives that you have, so that they can know how to get in contact with you, and then we'll talk about some subjects.
Sure, absolutely. Again, when you want to look up teachings, you'll find me. I am on YouTube, but I am on Facebook. I've taught revelations And we just completed actually last week, Exodus chapter 4. So if you want to go back and look at those live videos, I'm also on YouTube, Revelations Teleconference Group. So you'll see the Revelations teaching. You'll also see some of the Exodus chapter 4 teachings. Both of those teachings took about almost 2 years each. We started actually Revelations literally close to when the pandemic started, and we ended before the pandemic actually ended completely. And just got done teaching Exodus, so you'll be able to find me in that manner, looking up those titles.
Okay. You need to give them your name and contact information, because they wouldn't know who to contact, because you haven't given your full name and your contact information yet.
Yeah, so Elisha, Elisha, Ananiah, Ananiah, Eldah, Eldah. So you'll be able to find me. Also, lighthouseofjeremiah@gmail.com.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You'll be able to reach me. And if you would like to reach me by phone, I'm always available at my business number, which is 708-735-9199.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, can you open us up with a prayer, and then I'll give a report, and then we'll get right into our broadcast.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Grant. Father Yah, thank you for blessing us on this day and on this moment, for all of your graciousness and mercy in spite of who we say we are. We ask that you bless and touch each of the souls that are here, and that this message on today go out and expound to many territories. Their eyes may be open, hearts may be open, so they may be able to hear your word and your message on this day and in this moment. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast, and we're coming to you live. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia today, and, you know, a lot of things have been happening, you know, every day. As we follow the Bible, as we follow Bible prophecy, we're living in some very exciting times, because everything that's been prophesied, and most of the things that have been prophesied for this approaching the end time ministry, it's coming to pass right before our eyes. Every week, I try to bring your attention to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Okay, forgive me, y'all. I'm sorry. I've been under the weather for a little while now, but please forgive me. Okay, so I try to share the scriptures with you every week, looking at Deuteronomy chapter 28, and then we spend a lot of time, because I said all year long, I'll be coming out of Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th and the 14th verse, where God told Abram to know for assuredly that his descendants were going to be captive and mistreated for 400 years in a new land, in a strange land. And we know that's America. And we know that the first slave ships came to America in August 1619. So that means that 400 years would be concluded at August 2019. And so we're living in some exciting times, because you know, we have gone through 400 years being here in the United States, being mistreated in the United States, and now we've come to the point where the revelation knowledge of who we are, being the children of the Most High God, all of that revelation has come out and has come to knowledge. And now that we know who we are, today, you know, I want to ask our people, what are they going to do about it? Now that you know that you are the children of the Most High God, now that we know that this church is more than just a church on the corner, but that this is that God is building a nation of people, that God is gathering us as his nation of people, you know, where do we go from here? You know, so I'll let you come in now and, you know, talk about some of the things that you're doing now. And let's try to answer the question. Now that we know that we are the children of the Most High God, now that we know who we are, where do we go from here?
Yes, absolutely. I would definitely answer your question. Pastor Gap, when we reached out and connected, you had reached out and you asked me about this post that I recently put up. It was titled, You Are the Son. And so I'll definitely answer your question, but I'm not sure if you wanted me to expound on that. And it is in relation to what you're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's your show. It's all about you.
Okay. Well, I would like to do. Okay. Thank you. And I appreciate that. And thank you for having me on today. Definitely. I think it's time for us to wake up. I think we need to stop sleeping. A lot of this information and a lot of things are being unveiled and uncovered in the world today. And as much as any entity, person, organization will try, y'all is pressing forward. Y'all is pulling these covers back on things. So no matter what happens, things, time, as we know it, all this is going to come forth. It's going to come forth regardless of who tries to push it back down, pull the covers up. It's not going to happen. So that is also what's going on in the world. And at the same time, we are more and more discovering who you are, who we are. And our place in this whole transition and this thing that's happening in the world today. So it's very important that you understand those things and who you are, because if you don't know where you came from, you don't know what's happening in the world today. A lot of us we want to stay comfortable in the world as we knew before all that thing that happened 2 years ago, and that's just not going to happen. So we're putting blinders on, and there's a lot of passiveness, and there's a lot of omission, and it cannot happen if this thing is going to press forward. So we got to move forward with a consciousness in all matter.
Okay. When you say we got to move forward and what she's explaining to you all is that, you know, for all of these, everything that God prophesied in his word, it came to pass upon only one particular people in the whole world only fits the description of a nation of people that's fulfilling those prophecies, and that is Black America. When I say Black America, I'm talking about Jamaica, Haiti, I'm talking about Central America, North America, South America, Central America, everywhere where the slave diaspora took place, we realized that it was more than them just going to Africa and getting slaves, and you know, we discovered the fact that, you know, contrary to the history that they taught in school, that was another history of our people, that we were already here, that we were, you know, already civilized long before what is being taught in today's history. And And now we know that we are the children of Israel, that we are the children of the Most High God, that everything in this Bible that happened to us, as we look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, we find out that's us, that's only one people on the face of the earth that meets that description, and that is Black America. So now that the whole world knows that we are the children of Israel, that we are the descendants of Jesus Christ, that we are the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now the world is trying to disclaim, you know, now the world is looking at us and saying, okay, now they know the truth about us, you know, that kind of explains why, you know, our sons and daughters are being shot down in the street. That kind of explains why we're being mass incarcerated. Because as we look back in through the Bible, you know, this is how the children of Israel were treated in every nation. This is how they were treated everywhere they went. Do you have anything you want to add to that or found to that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I agree with everything Pastor Dan is saying. I like to identify a people, right, as being Israel, Judah, and the seed. So Israel, Judah, and the seed. And so I think it's important for, when I was called, y'all said, I want you to go back, and I want you to go back to antiquity, and I want you to start from there, because we have been, a lot of information, heritage was stripped from us, and what we took on was what they said you were, who you are, and who you were. And so we identify to those now. So identify to who you actually are. You're Israel. You're Judah. You are the seed. Not what they labeled you and what they told you you are and you were.
Radio audience, I'm going to ask you to go in the book of Deuteronomy and go into the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy, and I'm going to read for you verse 64. And just reading this one verse lets you know, you know it's only one people on the earth that even falls into this description. And Deuteronomy chapter 28, we have verse 64, and it says, "Then the Lord will scatter you among all people from one end of the earth to the other, and there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, wood and stone." How would you explain that to our people?
Yes, and so that's why, and, you know, we take on these titles, and even just mentioning what I said, being Judah, being Israel, we can all stay with that. But when, according to this chapter, according to Deuteronomy 64, if you were scattered to all the parts of the earth, then where you ended up or where your ancestors ended up, you became a seed. And so when that seed became planted, you became ingrained, you became entangled. But who you actually are was never taken away from you, but you became who were labeled as they are, but who you actually are, you still have that. You still have that. So we all became seeds. Our ancestors were seeds, and still we are seeds from generation to generation. We're still seeds.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Pastor Brown, is it okay if I read this poem that we talked about when I was a kid? It's very brief.
Go ahead.
Okay. This poem is called, it's not necessarily a poem, it's more of a post that I wrote. I want to share it with you all, and I'm going to deliberately read it a little slowly, but it is a short poem, because I want you all to pick up on every word. And again, you can find this on any of my social media pages and also by the title. So the title of this post was called "You Are When." And so it reads, "When they said you are a fatherless nation, they diabolically made plans. when they said your women were good for nothing, their loins and lust became deliberate. When they knew the power and identity of the king, they progressively abated it. When they knew the masterful mind, the supernatural abilities, and unapologetic nature of the seeds, they, in metabolical demise, planned various devices. Stand, close your hands, then both your eyes. Focus, focus. You own the sun. You are the sun. They just walk in the light of the sun. Mm. So I want you all to understand and go back and actually pay attention to those words. Sometimes less is more. And if you can understand those words, you know, then you can understand who you are. And one thing I just want to share quick and not take over, I want to understand that I found this, and this is my opinion, and I often wonder why Yeshua, Jesus, spoke in parables, right, and gave us a lot of parables. And I find this true in human nature that sometimes we can get the truth, right, and there's a saying that the truth can slap you in your face and you still won't believe it. So I find that when I ask myself, why does Yeshua always speak in parables? Because people will take more time to figure out the joke or the parable than just taking in a simple truth.
Okay. and it brings that truth to them at their level, okay,
exactly.
At their level of understanding. The most simplest man would read the same, would read a parable, and he would get the same definition as the highly educated, highly elite, you know, reading
exactly.
That parable can receive a completely different revelation, but it's the same knowledge. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. You know, as we're talking about Bible prophecies, we're talking about, you know, these prophecies lining up with Black America, us lining up with these prophecies. We got overwhelming evidence. I mean, you know, that, you know, as we look at chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, there are certain scriptures that pop out at you that can only be referring to us. Okay, as we look in Deuteronomy chapter 28, we look at verse 37 in Deuteronomy chapter 28, and it says, "And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all the nations where the Lord will drive you." Okay, and then as we look at verse 43, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, it says, "The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower." When we read scriptures like that, you know, what comes to your mind, my sister? What other people on earth could they be talking about? Who comes to your mind when you read scriptures like that?
Well, I mean, just reading scriptures like that and following it, it just tells you who the chosen people are, and it's also explaining who's going, and it's also helping you to understand who may oppress you.
And so when I say that Bible prophecy is taking part right before our eyes, and when I say that this is one of the most exciting times in the world to be living in, you know, people talk about, you know, especially young people, they come to me, you know, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm a little congested. I've been, you know, I've been having this bug or whatever thing that's been going around. when I talk to the young people and explain these scriptures to them, you know, they begin to say, wow, you know, how did that happen? You know, how do we find ourselves in this prophecy? Well, we've been in the prophecy all along. Like you were saying, they deprived us of our education. They deprived us of who we were. They tried to take away our identity. They took away our name. They took away our language, which our language would have been Hebrew. But that definitely had to, that explains the reason why we wasn't allowed to speak in our language, because that's been slavery. Slavery's been in the world for generations and generations, okay? But there was never a need for them to take away a people's language. There was never a need for them to take away a people's identity. But they did that to us. When we talk about the enslaving of us in America, you know, they took on these tactics to try to hide our identity. And I wanted you to kind of expound on that a little bit for the people.
Right. So if you were brought over, supposedly, and into a strange land, and nobody knew you and didn't know your power, what you possess, your mindset, anything, why would it be important for someone to take away those things from you? It's because they knew your abilities and your power. They knew it. They knew your strength. And so in order for them to strip you of all of that,
they knew, but we didn't know. You know, go ahead.
No, go ahead, brother. Take it.
Yeah, but it was something, you know, although they took away their languages, they took away they tried to say that they were ignorant, that they couldn't read or write. No, it wasn't true that they couldn't read or write. You know, it's just that they didn't read or write their language. And again, that was fulfilling of the Bible prophecy that God said he was going to bring a strange people, people that they had never known before, and they were going to have a language that we never heard before, and that these things were going to happen to us, that we were going to be taken into captivity. And as we were talking about Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th and 14th verse, where God told Abram, know for surely that your descendants are going to be, they're going to be taken in captivity, they're going to be abused, they're going to be mistreated in a strange land for 400 years. And we have literally completed that 400 years. Bible prophecy is happening right before your eyes. It's happening. I mean, every day we're seeing strange things that are happening according to the word of God. People don't realize that California has been burning. I mean, it's still on fire. It's still on fire to this day. The different curses that are happening in the world today, the world tries to play them off as natural disasters, but really, those are miracles. Those are the punishments of God that are coming to fulfill the prophecies that have been made. All right, y'all. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast, and we're coming to you live today. And I wanted to share with you some of the things that we've learned. And today we're asking the question. Okay, now that you know that you are the children of the Most High God, now that you know that you are the children of Israel, that you are the children that this Bible talks about, that you are the descendants of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, now that we have that knowledge, now where do we go from here? What do we do?
All right. Yes. Are you asking me to speak on that, Pastor?
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, and so I just want to pick up where you left off, Pastor. And so it's basically saying they knew. And so there's always two versions to every story, right? And so there's always the truth, and then there's always the lie. And all to keep the lie going, it has to be covered up. And so if they came and they saw, they knew. right? Mm-hmm. And they came to where you were supposedly at, right? And they came and they saw, and they couldn't even understand your Hebrew language, then they saw with their eyes what you were already doing, right? And mm-hmm. so if it was glorified and magnified by Yah, the Most High, then it must have been a great thing in order to take you out of what you were doing, which is already glorified and magnified by Yah, and bring you over to somewhere to reduce you. They had to strip everything away from you because you was already in a good environment, in a great place, and your everything you was doing was already majestic, right? And so they had to bring you over to where you were reduced and lessened. That's why, as the story told us, when they brought them over, they had to strip them of their will, right? Mm-hmm. Let them know, you're not who you think you were over there. If you were kings and queens and majestic and had these supernatural abilities and talents and all these things that their eyes came and they saw, we don't want you to think you that over here. So we had to strip you of everything in order to bring you over here and make you less than, so we can make you what they wanted you to be. And so understand that they already knew who you were when they came to that place they said they came, or even if they came here. The brothers and sisters know you was already here. and the seed that you are, you can pick up and you can be scattered anywhere, but you're still going to be the seed. It's because what happens with a seed? Everything that is in a seed is still in a seed, whether it's blown by the wind, wherever it's blown by the wind. See, I need you to understand who you are and what's inside of you. And until you understand that, when your gloriousness and whoever God made you to be manifest, it won't be done properly until you understand who you are.
Amen.
That's where we at. That's where we at this time.
Well, what did that do to all of our different denominations? What did that do to the nation of Islam? What did that do to those that are choosing to follow what they call other gods? What did that do to Black America? Why are people so divided?
Well, part of the curse, if you understand the Bible, part of the curse of Deuteronomy is because we chose not to listen. And the same curse we still on the back then in biblical history, we still under that curse. Because this is just my opinion. I always like to say that. But as a people, and I'm not, when I say people, I don't mean Black, because I choose for myself not to identify to that label. But as a people, and if we were talking about a collaborative group of people coming from a whole lot of different places, because from my understanding in the Bible, when Israel became Israel, and they went into bondage in Egypt, they were from all different places. When God said, I'm going to unite and take you out of the Exodus, they became one nation.
Mm-hmm.
So those people were from all different places, but they were made slaves in Egypt. And the same thing is happening today. We all like to identify as, here's Israel, here's Judah, and we look a certain way. But see, Israel and Judah, all different complexions, skin colors and all of that, we were conditioned to believe that, hey, you're gonna fall under this promise, you're going to get to the covenant because you look a certain way. And that is not necessarily true. That was the conditioning. It's about how you live it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how you live in every day. It's about your progressive walk every day, that you're trying to live righteously. And guess what? This is what I tell and I teach people all the time. Nothing is perfect. Nobody is perfect but your walk and how you live in every day and how you progressively trying to live righteously. That's a test. That's a testimony. And it's going to affect you every day of your life, because when you're doing this thing and you're trying to walk upright, Satan is going to always come for you.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Y'all said the covering of what is his, right, the Holy Spirit, I got you. Y'all said, I got you. So understand that you are the seed, and so try to live right. Walk upright, do the right thing every day. Try to make the best decision that you can. Because we always going to be tested. The test is always going to be there. The testimony is that you walked out of it, you came out of it, and that you live to tell about it. That's what the gospel is.
What would you say to our youth? Let's say our millennials. Let's take millennials first before we go down to our teens and the upcoming youth. What would be the message to them, to your message to the millennials right now, as to who we are and where we're going, and what, now that we know who we are, what should we be doing?
Okay, can I do one thing? Because, see, all these names, right, and all these groups, I'm trying to still identify with this age group. They want to put all these pseudo names and all that on it. So our millennials are the age group of the millennial years is. See, I want people to understand that. Who are we speaking to? So it's people that were born between the 1980s and the late 1990s, right? So that's that late 20-something, early 30 age group, something like that, 20-30, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so I think for this group, right, a lot of people, especially the ones that you have either, to me it's two parts of this group. You have the really radical ones, or you have the ones who direct it, right? They know where they're going. They know what they're trying to do. And so we pay attention to the really radical ones. And guess what?
Hold on a minute. You left out another group. You still have those that have been totally assimilated to American culture or to the slave culture, and that's the only thing they want. The house, the two-car garage, the illusion of what America say that it is. And a lot of them have been assimilated on both sides.
Right.
Those that say they're enlightened and those that are still in the dark. But they all been affected by assimilation. Go ahead.
That's true, and I agree. And maybe they would more so fall on the ones who they have a direction, but because this is, I don't know what. There's a word people like to say, I won't put labels on it, but with assimilation, it's almost like they were conditioned. Okay, to be a certain way. Right. Yeah, that's the nicer part of the word. So, yeah, and you're right, Pastor, that, and it is. And so what I would say to this age group is the ones who are the radical ones, you know, we want to throw shade and talk a lot of negative, but guess what? I believe that y'all made them to be that way for a time such as now, because a lot of them, when I'm hearing what they're saying, we watching their behaviors, right? And even the group that's under them, we watching these mob actions and all this stuff take place. But I believe y'all made them that way, because if you listen to their words and you could talk to different ones in different places, what they're saying is, we understand there's a problem, but we don't want to do it the way they used to do it. All of them say that. So I believe y'all made them aggressive in nature now, because they have to be for what's coming and what's now. Right? But the thing is, they need some people from the older generations with some leadership, some commonship, some flexibility, because you can't be rigid and still be in your old ways. And they have to be able to come down and bend to that generation so they can figure out how we going to work together to get this thing done. Yeah, we need you soldiers over here, but we definitely need the direction and the common sense of some leadership, some mentors that's going to be able to work with them. So what I would say to them is, I'm not mad at who you are, but don't just come in trying to say, hey, I'm going to be forceful in everything I do, because there has to be, things have to be done in a way that you need a common ground to get to your goal.
Okay, y'all, this is the Holy Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. You know, as we look at these chapters in Deuteronomy chapter 28, I read to you the 43rd verse, where it says, the alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, verse 44, he shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Okay, for 400 years, this has been our status, and we could not even, we knew something was wrong. We knew there was something wrong, but we just couldn't put our finger on it. We were born on Bankhead and not on Buckhead, but we saw the difference between Bankhead and Buckhead. We knew that there was something going on, but we didn't know what had happened. And at that time, you know, when we're looking at the progression of the church, first of all, at first we weren't allowed to worship God, but once we were allowed to worship God and allowed to, assemble and have our own so-called freedom of religion, we didn't know who we were. We didn't know that Bible that we call the white man Bible was about us. It was literally, we look at the Bible today, we're literally looking at black history. We're literally listening at the history of our people through the word of God. So although they tried to take away our nation, although they tried to separate us from our identity, God has brought us back around full circle. Now we know who we are. Now we know that we are the children of the Most High God. And then my question today is saying, okay, now that we know that, okay, what are the things that we should be doing next? Okay. So I'm looking at this verse 43 where it says, the alien that's among you to rise higher and higher above you. How is that happening? Well, we got the Mexican being like the new Negro. We got the Orientals that came in, and they always been working on the railroad, working on this, working on that. They've always been a nation within themselves. But now Black America, we was always a nation that was divided. But now we're coming together as one, and as we see the movement with the millennials taking place, we also see the movement taking place in our youth. I believe that there's a reason for these Columbine shootings. I believe there's a reason for these school shootings, for these horrible acts of terror to be taking place. And they want the world to believe that these are just individuals acting out on their own. But I wanted to get your opinion on this. I believe that these terror cells and these shootings that are going on, I believe that these are organized terror cells, that these people have been trained in this, they've been taught about this, and then every so often, they're getting their code to go in and commit these acts of terror. Because they know what's getting ready to happen. They know that God is getting ready to gather his people from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And they know that once the nation of Israel is reestablished again, that the Bible prophecies of the end time prophecies will begin to happen. Because before Christ can come back here, Israel has to be reunited again. We have to come back together again according to Bible prophecy. So, I'm going to let you throw in on that. I didn't want to go too long, but I get long-winded.
No, me too. I'm trying to keep it short too. And Pastor, I agree with you. You talked on a few things. I want to be brief on those too. But you talked on, you believe that a lot of this organized, and I do too. But see, Pookie from the hood and they've never been out the hood, not going to have certain types of weapons, right? Probably never been out of the city. Understand that. And if you've been privy to even see any of these shootings on video, which they try to suppress them, there's an exactness to how they come out, how they stand, how they organize, how they do this and that. The average local, they're not trained like that, but you can see the training if you're able to see some of the videos, clips of the videos. So that's another thing. It shows a lot.
Okay, you just hit on something now. Because look, if this was someone black, and I don't want to put no racial thing on this now, but if this was somebody black, that they'll be plastered all over the news. You'll see videos all over the internet. You'll see all kind of stuff, right? But because these people are they're terrorists. Or you know, they always come up with some kind of saying, talking about, yeah, he was just a confused individual. It was too organized. It was too, like you say, if you look at the first one that happened and you compare it to the next one that happened, they all follow the same pattern. Go ahead. I'm meaning to interrupt you, but go ahead.
Okay. No, and then when you start to identify the victims and you start to identify the actual people, the victimizer, you see more information on the victims than the victimizer. It's almost like the victimizer came. You don't get any identity right away. You get it 2-3 days later, but the victims have already been identified. And then all of a sudden, all you hear is that the victimizer got killed and shot, and he's dead, and she's dead, and you never hear about it anymore. So they came and they went and they got out. And so you got to pay attention to the pattern of things. And so just like the Bible, you know, these things are organized. They operate no matter of the Bible, y'all. And so you got to pay attention to patterns because they know the Bible better than most of us because that's how they operate. Then laws were being placed paralleling the Bible, trying to be ahead of what the Bible prophecy says. All these things matter, okay? All these things matter. And until we start to wake up and realize and stop having blind eyes and being passiveness, we won't be able to be ahead or match with what God has already placed us and told us to be. We lagging. We behind what God said. And so we got to wake up and get together. And when just like in my poem said, close your hand. Stop being willing to accept everything because as long as you got them hands open and you asking for permission to do things, God already gave you a right to be in this world. God gave us light. God gave us energy. God gave you supernatural abilities. How was these pyramids made? How was these things done? It's already in you. You got to stop asking for what God already gave you.
And people be wondering why the American slavery thing was so brutal. It was so cruel with all the lynching, with all the hanging, with all the bondage, because we were a people that they had to keep broken, that they had to try to break, because they knew that if we came into the knowledge of ourselves, if we came into the knowledge of who we were, then we would begin to operate in that supernatural power, and we would begin to operate in ways that they could never imagine. And these things that happen, we're looking at it in history every day. We're looking at the thing that happened, and they trying to explain the way, but every time they try to explain this Bible away, it makes the Bible come out and prove itself. Okay? All right. Y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast, and today we're just breaking it down for you. We're just trying to show you that okay, now that we know that we are the children of the Most High God, these are the things that we should start doing. The first thing that we need to do, my sister, I'm going to let you jump in on this, is it's time for us to organize as a nation of people, okay? We right now we're individual churches. Right now we fall under these different denominations and these different churches. Okay, now we got to come. You know what the Holy Spirit has been saying to the body of Christ for a long time now. And when I'm talking about the body of Christ, I'm talking about the entire body of Christ, black, white, Puerto Rican, whoever you are. Okay. That it's time for us to come outside of our church walls. You remember that? You remember when the Holy Spirit was urging everybody, come ye out from among them and come outside of these four walls and begin to minister to the people outside the church? Do you remember that movement?
Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
I remember the movie, and that's what the scripture says right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's time for us to come together as one nation of people. To look beyond our differences. I don't care where you're from in the world. If you came from Nigeria, if you came from Haiti, if you came from Acapulco, if you came from I don't care where you come from, okay? It's time for us to come together, put down our differences, in religion, put down our differences. You see, our elders, and during Dr. King them time, you know, they was able to put down their differences, okay, to come together for that one goal, you know, and that was to end segregation. Okay, now the situation and circumstances that are going on now are forcing us to come together once again, okay, no matter where you're from or what your identity was. You know, right now we are one nation. We're going to have to become one nation of people, okay, regardless of where we came from or regardless of what part of the planet we are on. We got to come together as one nation of people.
Right.
Okay. That's the first thing. That's one of the first things I think that we need to be done. All right, go ahead. What?
Yeah. Yes, I mean, I agree. So how do you get a large group of people together with this message? First, you got to start in your household, right? Because for most of us, unless you're just a single person living in the house, although you may be connected to a lot of people, it's still the same thing. You start from home. You start from where you are. People got to wake up to their message. If we are supposed to be one nation and one people, how do you start to make people understand that? How do you start to cultivate that idea so people can come together? Because if you start with one and they can understand and they agree with it and they are in agreement with it, then it begins to grow.
Okay, right? Well, sister, I think we've been, me and you at least, I think that we've been doing that job. That through the power of the internet, through the power of the spoken word, through the power of the written word, we have, you know, from you know, Frederick Douglass and them, they realized that early on in their struggle, each one of them had a newspaper, each one of them had had the ability to get the word out, and then we still then on the second hand, we had our secret meetings where we met together in the community, you know, in our own little smaller cell, and we distributed information like that so that we became, you know, unified across the nation. Now we're going to have to do that again, but now we're going to have to actually organize a governmental body, you know, to bring our people together as one nation. That means that we're going to have to go before the United Nations to get our own representatives, because no matter what part of the world we may be located in, some are in North America, some are in Canada, some are in Central America, some are in South America. Now, if I just keep it on this hemisphere, you know, we come from different nations, but we are all of that same Hebrew Israelite people that were captured and driven into slavery. And now we're going to have to go before the United Nations to get that title back, because we know that those people that are in Israel, those people that say they are Jews and are not, we know that they are not the real Jews now, okay? And they know themselves that they are not the real Jews, but they are basing in that glory right now, and they're living in the country, and they're doing all those things right now. But we are the descendants of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. And we are the only ones that fit that category, that fit that description according to the Bible. And now it's time for us to come together and to organize. I think that's the first thing we need to do, is we need to use the power of the internet. We need to use the power of modern day communication to get our people to come together as one nation of people right now. And I think that should be the thing that we should be going before the United Nations right now, you know, to take back our identity. And I believe that in the future, you know, the reason why we're going to have that World War III or that big war is going to be because of the imposter, because of Israel that's over there and the Palestine nation. I believe that's why the war is going to start, because they're going to realize that we are the real Hebrews and they are not.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. So I guess this is a parable. So I want to share this with you all. If the word, right, and I'm going to just say word because that's what the Bible said. In the beginning was the word. It was before creation, right? So let's just say what we're talking about right now, brother. If get us understanding who we are and what we got to do in order to change this thing is a catalyst. So this word is a catalyst. Yeah. It brings about the change. So let's just say it was a thing, right? Everybody is gifted with something, right? So if this word was a thing and I wanted to bring this thing to you, brother, and I know what you're good at, I'm going to bring this word to you to make this thing, this word do what it do. And when you get done with it, you and it say, oh, it needs a horseshoe or it needs something on this thing, you're going to take it to somebody who's specifically good at what they do. And so we all good and gifted by something, right? And so in order to make this thing grow and get better and progressive, we all got to listen, stay in our lane, use our gifts, don't worry about what nobody else is doing. That's how this thing is going to get better, right? Mm-hmm. And then let's think about this, the beast. The beast, what is the beast that the Bible speaks of, right? The Bible speaks of the beast. You see it all throughout the Bible. Just from my understanding, this beast is systems, right? Okay. And so we always are affected by this beast. That means it's in our lives every day. These systems are in our life. See, when the word says come out of her, it's talking about these systems. We ain't going to be able to get nothing done with this word if we always carrying our word over into the systems and asking for permissions. So in order for our word and this purpose to be grown and progress, we got to stay out of her, right, in order for this thing to be done.
Okay. Glory to God.
And in essence, basically what I'm saying is anything that is honed, made progressive, purposed by the Holy Spirit is done in the Spirit. We got to stay out of the beast because the beast and the Spirit don't mix.
Okay. All right, we're down to our last second. Is there any information you want to put out? You got any events or you got anything that's going on? Can you tell them how to get on your broadcast again?
Well, the teachings are over until the Holy Spirit says so, but if you're looking for me, I am Alicia Ananiah Elda, Gmail, Lighthouse of Jeremiah at Gmail.
Okay. All right, y'all. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And we're going to have to do this again. We're going to have to give them a part two of this so that we can bring them on up. So, all right, y'all. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And once again, we will come to you with nothing but the whole truth. Peace.
Thank you,
and
Father.
Love.
Thank you.